We also know that some of the short inscriptions designate the names of individuals and ranks. These, if deciphered, would be invaluable because they would give us a chance, perhaps, to reconstruct royal dynasties. Others served as religious sayings or appear to have been tags on merchandise. Beyond that, at this point, we can say very little. But one day, it will be deciphered, as other ancient scripts have been deciphered. The Harappans were a society of farmers and merchants, of seafarers and menial workers, like every other pre-industrial civilization, with only a teeny elite at the pinnacle of society. In this way, they were no different from the Shang of China, the Maya, the ancient Egyptians, the Mycenaeans, or any other pre-industrial civilization. What do we know about Harappan religious beliefs? We know that these beliefs reflected an unpredictable and often violent environment, with extremes of heat and fast-moving floods. As far as we can tell, like the Mesopotamians, the Harappans seem to have believed that humans lived to serve the gods who caused crops to grow and soils to be fertile. We believe also that the primordial roots of later Indian religion may have lain in age-old fertility cults, which the Harappans indulged in, among others, which provided assurance that life would continue, that the fertility of the soil of the earth would be renewed. How do we know this? Well, minute seal impressions and clay figurines from Harappan sites depict a female deity with conspicuous breasts and sexual organs, who may have embodied earth and life-giving nature for the Indus people. There's another interesting seal, too, this time from Mohenjo-Daro. It bears a three-headed figure who sits in the classic yogic posture and wears a horned headdress. The deity is surrounded by a tiger, an elephant, and other animals. Some Harappan experts believe this god may be the forerunner of the Hindu god Shiva in his role as Lord of the Beasts. If this is true, and if the evidence of other figurines and seals is to be believed, the symbolism of Harappan religion bears considerable resemblance to that of modern Hinduism. Harappan civilization reached its peak after 2000 BC. By 1700 BC, the time of Egypt's Middle Kingdom and of the height of the Minoan civilization and the growth of interaction in the Eastern Mediterranean world, Harappan cities were in decline. They were soon abandoned, their populations dispersed into smaller communities, and the volume of trade declined dramatically, except perhaps in metals. Here we are again with the volatility of pre-industrial civilizations, a rapid rise, a peak, and a decline. And then the civilization, as we will see in South Asia, is eventually replaced by another. In the case of the Harappans, the reason for the collapse is little understood. It may be connected with earthquake events, which caused a major disruption of farming along the Saraswati River, one of the two great rivers of the Harappan civilization. It caused the river to dry up, and this must have had a catastrophic effect on local populations. Many people died, we guess.